the Columbia Workshop.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Columbia Workshop presents the 20th program in its series devoted to experimental radio. Some months ago, we invited Mr. William Robeson, West Coast writer and producer, to tell you the story behind the fastest radio dramatization ever made, the San Quentin Jailbreak. Tonight, the workshop has again invited Mr. Robeson to direct his original play, Rhythm of the Jute Mill, for which special music has been composed by Bernard Herrmann.
Not to disturb me.
I'm sorry, Carlos, but I must have some money.
Money? You come in here talking money when I'm trying to compose a symphony.
The man is here from the gas company. He's going to shut off the gas unless we pay.
I have no money.
Yes, Carlos, I know it, but we can't go on like this. You've got to go back to work.
Back to work? Back to that music store selling pianos to people who will never play them, listening to Peek, Dog Beethoven? You ask me to go back to work when within me sings a beautiful melody, a great symphony burning my brain, searing my soul, demanding to be written down?
But we still must live. The baby needs warm food. We can't go on like
this. I even pawned the diamond ring my mother gave me so that you and the child could eat.
I know, Carlos, but it's...
Pay the man with some of that money.
Carlos, that money is all gone.
Then get some more. Get it any way you like, but don't bother me.
Carlos, you must listen to me. We must have money.
Cut out, Mildred. Cut out or I'll kill you with my two bare fists.
Carlos!
You heard me. Get out. Get out. Get
Oh, hello, Mr. Harris.
Hi, just the man I wanted to see.
Yes, why?
Yes, you have a pretty good idea, eh, Monroe? You know that loan of yours is a month overdue now. You haven't even paid me interest on it. I'll have to have that money, you know, and
money,
I...
Money, money. Doesn't anybody think of anything but money?
Well, I know it's a disagreeable subject, Monroe. Root of all evil, the Bible says, and I dare say the Bible's right. But it's what makes the world go round, you know.
I have no money.
Well, now, that's mighty awkward. We made a business deal, you know.
That ring I gave you as security is worth many times the money you lent me. That ring is worth thousands of dollars.
But I can't tie up my funds with any ring. If you don't pay me cash, I'll have to sell the ring for what I can get out of it.
Sell the ring? Oh, no, you wouldn't dare do that. My mother gave me that ring. It's a family heirloom.
Can't help that, Monroe. Can't let sentiment interfere with business, you know.
But the ring is valuable to me. I will claim it someday. When my symphony is completed, I will have money. Plenty of money. And then I will pay you your money twice, three times over.
Can't count on promises, Monroe. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you until day after tomorrow. If you don't pay up then, I'll have to sell the ring.
No, no, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can, and I will.
Very well. I'll get the money.
Now you're talking.
Come to my house tomorrow afternoon. Bring the ring with you.
Okay, Matro, I'll be there. Stay around 3 o'clock?
Yes, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock will be as good a time as any.
I expected you would be on time.
You have the money.
Come in.
Sure,
into my studio here.
You have brought the ring?
Right here in my pocket.
Good. Sit down, Mr. Harris. But before we conclude our dealings, there is something I want you to hear. What do you think of that, Mr. Harris?
Well, what is it?
It's part of my symphony. Don't you think the world will pay to hear that? Don't you think that money will pour in from that? Money enough to pay you?
Now, look here, Madro. I haven't time to waste. I have other appointments this afternoon. I came here in good faith. You promised you'd pay me.
You don't think the breaking heart of mankind sings in this? You don't think the heavy feet of destiny stride through these measures? Listen.
Well, I can't argue that point with you, Madro. Of course, I don't know much about music. You know, I'm just a plain businessman.
Shut up. Listen. Listen to humanity on the rack. Listen to the century's shriek mockery. Now listen to mankind revolt. Listen to the awakening of the world. Listen to the crushing of oppression.
Look here, Lando, I haven't any more time to waste here. I have a lot of appointments this afternoon. This demonstration has gone far enough. If you'll kindly pay me as you promised, I'll turn over your ring to you and our dealings are at an end.
Listen, Mr. Harris. Listen to mankind's end.
Now, look here, man. I tell you that I'm not going to stay.
And I think you'd better talk to her.
What's her trouble?
She's afraid of her husband.
Well, the world would probably be a better place if more women were the same way. You take care of her, Sergeant. I'm busy.
Oh, but this is important, Inspector. She's afraid her husband's going to kill her.
Oh, well, that's a little different. I suppose the perfect homicide squad should prevent murders as well as solve them. Sure ain't.
Yes, sir.
Come in, ma'am.
Thank you.
The gentleman here will take care of you.
Are you the chief?
Well, no, not yet, but I have hopes. What can I do for you?
I'm scared. I'm scared of my husband.
Yes, yeah, so the sergeant told me. Well, why are you scared of your husband?
Well, last week he threatened to kill me when I asked him for money to pay our bills. And today when I came home, he had his diamond ring back. And he tried to get me to go into his studio with him. He said, "Look, I got it back." There was a funny look in his eyes.
Now, wait just a minute. What has the diamond ring to do with it?
Well, you see, he borrowed some money on his diamond ring so we could eat. He didn't have any money to redeem it. I don't know how he got it back.
Well, what's your guess?
He threatened to kill me. Maybe he killed the man who lent him the money.
Why didn't you ask him where he got the ring?
I was afraid. He looked at me so strangely. He kept telling me to come into his studio. He never let me in there.
I see. Well, now, ma'am, you just calm your fears. I think perhaps Inspector Klein and I had better see you home.
Carlos, some gentlemen are here. They're looking for Mr. Harris.
Come on.
I've got it at last. Just listen.
Where's Harris?
I don't know.
He was here, wasn't he?
Yes, I think so. Maybe he was. If he was, he left our office. Don't bother me now.
Yeah, bugs or something, Klein.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
I'll go take a look in this closet.
What's up?
Here's Harris. Murdered.
You spoiled it. I had the whole theme. The essence of humanity suffering. I had it, I tell you, and you spoiled it.
Who killed this man? Huh? Who killed this man?
Making out.
Oh, I can't get nothing out of him, Chief. Just sits there looking straight ahead. Hums a little sometimes, that's all.
I'll get it out of him. Now, look here, Madro. Why did you bump that guy off?
Mustn't forget the melody. Why do they talk to me all the time? Don't they know how important it is that I remember my melody?
Tough little guy, ain't he?
What did I tell you, Chief? We've been giving him the works for a couple of hours and he won't break.
It's just a matter of time. Set him up on that high stool.
They'd only let me get to a piano. They only understood.
There you are, Chief.
Now listen, hard guy. You'll save yourself a lot of grief by coming clean. We know you bumped that guy off. We ain't aiming to waste any time stretching your neck for it. Fine, I'm a good guy. I'm willing to give you one more chance. Oh, I don't mind telling you that stubborn rats like you make me plenty sore. Now, I want a confession, and I want it quick. Are you ready to talk? You ain't, eh? Okay, buddy, you asked for it.
Gee, Chief. Looks like you laid it on a little too hard.
Carry him back to his cell. When he comes to, I'll get a statement out of him. I ain't gonna have any dummy give me the runaround. Not the way the paper's been hammering me lately.
Sentence you to hang by the neck until dead. However, I will give you as severe a punishment as the law permits. It is the verdict of this court. You shall be sentenced to state penitentiary at Stoneborough for the rest of your natural life. Next case.
A murderer to me.
But I'm not. I'm a composer.
A composer, eh? Well, that's fine. We'll find a place in the printing plant for you.
But you don't understand. I do not type. I write music.
Oh, you write music. Well, that's a little different. We haven't many openings for musicians up here, but we'll find a place for you somewhere. Tell me, how did it happen?
What? How did what happen?
Why did you kill that man?
Money. He wanted money. He bothered me. My wife wanted money. They wouldn't let me work in peace. I would have killed my wife too, I suppose. They hadn't arrested me first. All I want to do is to finish my symphony.
I see. What's your name?
Carlos. Carlos Mata.
Well, look here, Madro. Let's start off right. Let's understand each other, you and I. You'll have to work up here. You're going to start a new life. You'll have to adjust yourself to a set of circumstances completely different from any you've ever known before. You won't find many people sympathetic with your desires to finish a symphony.
I am willing to work, Warden. I know I've committed a crime. I'll pay for it. I'll do anything you say. You've shaved my head. You've taken away my name. That is all right. I don't care what you do to me. So long as I can go on working. All I want is a piano, so that I can finish my symphony.
A piano? Well, Madro, our cells don't come furnished with pianos.
But I must work on my symphony.
Well, we can place you in the prison orchestra. They rehearse once a week.
Once a week? But when can I work on my symphony?
I'm afraid, Madro, that you can't.
Please, that is not good. You're all dummkopf. I told you once, twice, three times now. The clarinet not so loud. The strings more schmalt. Trumpet you tassot until we come to letter D. Madro, what are you playing, please?
I was trying to work out some harmony in my symphony.
Your symphony? You are worrying about your symphony when I can't even get these dummkopf to play one super? You save your symphony for when you get parole. All together now, boy, please, once more.
What's the matter, pal?
I can't stand it.
You got used to it. The juice mill always gets the fresh piece at first. Well, you've been here as long as I have.
How long is that?
5 years.
5 years in this terrible place? I can't wait that long.
Watch your hair. You ain't going no place.
5 years. 10 years. A lifetime. No piano. Nothing but scraps of paper and bits of pencil. Nothing to beat out time. Nothing to help me get the notes on paper. Nothing. What's that? These wheels, these bells, they have rhythm, they have tempo. That's it, that's it, my third movement, my march, the rhythm of the jute mill.
Dr. Steiner has been forced to resign because of poor health. It is upon Dr. Steiner's recommendation that I am turning the baton over to Carlos Madro, number 7612. He's in complete authority. I shall expect you to obey his orders as explicitly as you did Dr. Steiner. That's all.
Yeah! What are you doing? Sucking for parole?
Ain't
having any
teacher,
eh?
Have you finished? Have you finished?
No.
Thank you for the welcome.
You're welcome.
I'd much rather have that than a lot of hypocritical applause. All right. Now that I know what you think of me, I'll tell you what I think of you. I think you're the worst bunch of excuses for musicians that I have ever heard in my life. I intend to change all that. I intend to make this a real orchestra. Don't worry. There won't be any tales carried to the warden. We'll handle this thing between ourselves. And I'll see the job through. I've got plenty of time. I'm in for life.
All right, now. Now that we
understand each other. Let's get to work. Strings, C major chord. Violins go to an F natural, C flat. Violas and cellos to A flat. Ready? All right, once more. More 40 this time.
Hey, what is this, a memory course? Where's the part for this stuff?
Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll get them soon. I'm still writing it.
More pleasure than I have words to describe to see you here in the auditorium on Christmas Day. And today, I'm particularly filled with joy, for we have a great treat for you. But first, I think we should welcome our honored guests. Sitting here beside me is a man I'm sure you all know, a man I'm positive is a friend of every one of you, Governor Hugh L. Stanhope.
If I only had a chopper, I could write Merry Christmas on that punk shirt front from here.
Yeah, take it easy, pal. There ain't no way to get up her old. Give the mug a hand.
The governor has brought a guest with him today, whom I think many of you will know, by name at least. He's famous in the theatrical world as a producer of musical comedy. He's indeed a power in the theatrical world. Mr. Edward Carr.
I'd like to meet that guy. Maybe he can give my twist a job in the chorus of one of the shows.
Yeah, that's one sure way of getting rid of her.
Yeah.
And now for our treat. Boys, we can all be proud on this Christmas Day, for we here at the state's prison have produced something, something fine. I think some of you have noticed how much our orchestra has improved since Carlos Madro has been conducting it. But I don't believe many of you knew that Carlos Madro is a composer as well as a director. Since he's been here with us, he's written a really fine thing. I'm proud, really proud, boys, to present Carlos Madro and the Stoneboro Prison Orchestra playing the world's premiere of the Symphony No. 1 composed by Carlos Madro himself.
A symphony?
My class just not.
When the professor was here, he'd give us jazz.
Jeez, what's sir coming to?
Mighty proud of that boy. Now, this part of it he calls the rhythm of the jute mill.
Rhythm of the jute mill, eh? Yeah. I don't suppose there's any chance of taking this outfit on a vaudeville tomorrow.
Well, hardly.
I didn't think so. It's too bad. I could clean up a fortune with him. It'd be a great attraction.
Undoubtedly, but there's hardly any sense in carrying a 40-man crime wave around the country the way things are right now.
Yeah, that thing he's playing is good stuff. You know, Warden, I could do something with that.
Well, what do you mean?
Get it published. I suppose there'd be an objection to that, too, huh?
No, I don't see why. Madro's done a very nice thing there. If he can realize on it, he's entitled to it. After all, the state saves $1,500 a year by using him as a band leader instead of an outsider.
Warden, would there be any chance of my seeing him after the concert?
Why, certainly. I'll have him sent to the office.
mine, Mr. Edward Kahn.
I'm glad to meet you, sir.
How do you do?
Mr. Kahn's in the theatrical business, Monroe.
Yes, I heard you say so.
It is a real pleasure to hear your composition tonight, Monroe. I want to congratulate you.
Thank you, sir. I've worked on it a long time.
Yes, yes, I can see that you have. You know, I like particularly that third movement.
Oh, yes, the march. I call it the rhythm of the Jutmir.
Yeah, so the warden told me.
Did I get the hopelessness, the suffering into it, Mr. Kahn?
Yes, yes, I think you did.
Did you feel that just what I was driving at, that life's a Jutmir, that we're all convicts, our souls imprisoned within our bodies, given a life term in a flabby prison of flesh?
Yes, now look,
that we labor there in that mortal jute mill hopelessly until death paroles.
Yes, but Matro, what
in the fourth movement, I tried to get that thought. The freedom, the parole that death brings. The transcending spirit that solves everything. In eternal peace.
Yes, 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 Matro. I got all that, and it's very good indeed. A fine piece of work. Now, what I wanted to ask you, Matro, is...
Yes.
Would you be willing to have this work published?
To have it published? Bring this message to the world? Will you publish it for me, Mr. Kahn? Can you do it for me?
I can, and I will.
Oh, wonderful. Warden, this is more than I ever expected. More than I hoped could happen. To be able to bring my message to the world.
We'll do that, Madro, and we'll do more. We'll make recordings of it so that people can play it in their homes.
Recordings of it? Splendid, splendid. Be sure to tell whoever makes the records what I have just told you. But then, it's all there. It's all in the music.
Of course it is. Now look, Matro, I have a little standard agreement with me, if you'll just sign it.
Does it promise you will publish it and make recordings of it?
Yes, yes.
I'll sign it.
Yeah,
right. Anyway, I'll sign it. There. There's only one thing more, Mr. Kahn.
What's that?
Send me the first record they make, will you?
I certainly will, Matro. The very first record will come to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Sent for me, sir?
Yes, the record's come.
It has at last. Oh, let me hear it. Let me hear it, sir.
Right away. I had my electric phonograph brought over from the house so you could get every note.
Oh, please turn it on, sir.
Very well. Here it is.
Oh, this isn't my symphony.
That is a band.
That isn't a symphony orchestra. Here, let me see that dress.
Here you are.
This one bore a prison march by convict number 7612. A rhythm of the jute mill. Played by a cheap band.
Don't you want to hear the rest of it?
No, thank you, Walt.
Well, here's your record.
I don't want it.
What's the matter, Matro? Where are you going?
Back. Did you? Yeah.
The Columbian Workshop has presented Rhythm of the Jute Mill, which was written and directed by William Robson as guest producer for the workshop, with special music composed by Bernard Herrmann.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.